In Fort Chimo, we met Marion Dodds, the daughter of Sam Dodds, the Northern Service Officer of the Department of Northern Affairs. And Marion had just come back by a seaplane from the most unusual school that there must be in eastern Canada. Marion, did you have a good summer?
Yes, I had a good summer.
And you went to school with the Eskimo children at George River, is that right?
Yes.
What was the school like?
It was, we slept in tents, and the school was a log cabin.
Really? And was it a big school?
Not too big. It was one room with a little room attached.
I see. And that was made of logs, and where did you sleep?
I slept in a tent with some other girls.
Who were the other girls now?
Sarah and Minnie and Susie and Maggie and Christina.
And I see. And where were their fathers?
They were out fishing.
I see. They were Eskimo children, were they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you take many lessons?
Yes.
You did?
I finished them all except two.
I see. You were doing a correspondence course as well as going to school with the other children, were you?
Yes.
I see. So, what did you eat up there?
Oh, I ate... I ate muktuk and...
What is muktuk? What does muktuk come from, Marion?
It's white whale.
Oh, really? And did you have anything else that's different?
We had seal and seal liver.
Did you like it?
I didn't like the seal, but I liked the liver.
Was that good? I bet it was. And then, did you have much char or fish or anything like that?
Yes, we had lots of fish.
And did you play any games and swimming?
Yes, we went swimming.
What sort of a place did you go swimming in? I bet the water was cold, wasn't it?
Not cold, but it was muddy.
It was muddy. It was a mud hole then.
Yes.
What colour were you when you came out?
Brown.
Well, what else did you do? Did you play any games as well up there?
We played with the ball and we played some games with the teacher.
What sort of travelling did you do? What did you travel in and how did you get about?
We walked.
You walked? Did you go in any boats?
No.
Didn't you go in any canoes?
No.
No? No flat?
Only the first, before all the children came.
I see. How did you get out to George River from Fort Chimo then, Marion?
Came by plane.
What sort of a plane was it?
A Norseman.
Oh, a Norseman. Were there many people in it?
There were...
Crowded?
There were just five of us.
Just the five of you?
The crows and me.
I see. The crows is a family of people, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. And then, when you came back with two Eskimo patients, is that right?
Yes.
And some other people. Yes, yeah. I remember. Thank you, Marion. Marion, while you were at this school, did you do any cooking?
Yes.
What did you cook?
I made berry jam.
What sort of berry? Where did you get your berries from?
I picked them.
You picked them. And then you made berry jam. And did it last very long? I bet it didn't it?
No.
No. Everybody ate it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All in one go?
Beg your pardon?
All in one go?
No.
No? Oh, it lasted a little while then. And what else did you make? Cookies?
Yes.
Or bread? Bannock, I bet you made bannock, did you? You didn't make bannock? No.
I made cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I made George River sinkers.
George River sinkers. Will you please tell me, what is a George River sinker?
It's a cookie with coconut and cocoa and oatmeal in it.
Mm-hmm. And why do you call them sinkers? Because they go down very well?
Yes.
Good for you, Marion. Thanks very much.